أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته، السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته، السلام على المرمل بالدماء، السلام على خامس أصحاب الكساء، السلام على شهيد الشهداء، السلام على سيد الشهداء، السلام على الحسين المظلوم، ورحمة الله وبركاته. Tonight is the night of Ashur, and it is a night of great sorrow and grief on the household of the Prophet and on all the mu'mineen who love the Ahlul Bayt. Tonight, our awaited Imam Al-Muntadhar Ajjalallahu Farajahu Al-Sharif is also the Azadar of Aba Abdullah Al-Husayn, as he says in Ziyarat Nahiya, that I weep blood for you instead of tears. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this night of great grief and sorrow, بِحَقِّ الزَّهْرَاءِ وَأَبِيهَا وَبَعْلِهَا وَبَنِيهَا, that all those who are sick may get shifa. All those who are in trouble, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the wasila of the Chahar the Ma'sumeen alleviate the problems of this world. May the mazlooms of this world be looked upon by Allah through favor, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we continue to do the azadari of Aba Abdullah Al-Husayn so long as our lives are with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hajj, Ya ayyuhal nas, ittaqu rabbakum, inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azeem. O people, he says, Allah says in Surah Hajj, O people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be God conscious. Be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azeem. Because the zalzala of the hour, the earthquake of the hour, the tremor of the hour of the day of judgment is a great thing. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلَّ مُرْضَعَةٍ أَمَّا رْضَعَةٍ. That day you shall see that all those who are giving milk to their child, suckling their child, will abandon them. And you must have seen this in many Western countries where the unborn, the child who is born is unwanted, they go and dump it in the bin. And you must have read it in the newspapers. This is going to be the severity of the day, that the mother who is suckling the child on the day of judgment will abandon the child. وَتَدَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And all those women who are supposed to be pregnant will ask for the pregnancy to be eliminated. They will want to remove the pregnancy. وترى الناس سكارى. O Prophet, Allah says, that day you will see the people as if they are intoxicated. They are in the state of intoxication. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They are not intoxicated. وَلَكِنْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the عذاب of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so severe, that the people walking around are confused. They don't know what is happening. In surah, another surah, surah Abasa number 2035, Allah says, and we recite this in the munajat of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib in the month of Ramadan. We find the best reciter who has got the best tune. There are certain tunes which have to be followed to recite this dua. However, what is in this dua, the substance of this dua, is what we are after, not only the tune. He says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. That day, when a person will run away, will flee from his brother, from his mother, from his father, from his friend, and from his own son, from his own child, he'll run away. We go to the tafsir of this ayah. There are ahadith of the holy a'imma salamullahi alayhi majma'in in which they say that that day a child will be seen by a father. The father will go to the child and tell the child, son, you know how I took care of you in that world? The son will say, yes, I do. You know how much I invested in you, son? Yes, I did. Yes, I do know how much you invested in me. I used to go and look for food for you and your family, and my family. Is it right or no? The child will say, yes, father, you did all of these things for me. The father will say, these guys, these people are weighing my accounts and my deeds. Can you take two of my bad deeds, or one of my bad deeds only? The son will say, no, father. You are your way, I am on my way. Imam say, a mother will come to the child. A mother will say to the child, did I not keep you in my stomach for 9 months? Did I not feed you from my bosom? Was I not giving you sleep with sleepless nights for myself? Did I not sleep on gold and gave you the warmth of my chest, O my son? Yes, you did, my mother. She will say, they are accounting my deeds. I need 2 rak'at of namaz from you. Is it possible for you to give it to me? The son will say, no, no, mother, I will not give it to you. Everybody will be on their own way. Every single soul will do what it's supposed to do, and they will be accounted for. Allah says in Surah Araf, and these are verses of the Holy Quran which needs contemplation. Al-wajnu yawma'idhin al-haq, faman saqulat mawazinuhu, fa'ula'ika humul muflihun. The mizan, the scale on the day of judgment is haq, is right. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. His scale which is weighty in good deeds, they are the winners. They are the successful ones. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. And as far as those people are concerned, whose mizan and whose weight is low, because of their bad deeds, they have lost themselves. The smallest of the action is going to account for. Smallest of the action. For example, we are told by our ulama, there is great thawab in giving happiness to a mu'min brother. We are told this. Well, in Manazul Akhirah, it is written that on the day when we are removed from our graves, if a person has been good in this world, there will be a person opposite standing outside his grave. So for example, if someone is supposed to be taken out of the grave, the same face will be standing outside for him. He will be standing there. When he stands up, he will say, let's go with me. Hold my hands, let's go. This man will say, where? Let's go with me. He will go. He will fast track him. Amirul Mu'mineen, Salamullahi Alayhi Majma'in says, that there are 50 stations on the day of judgment. Each station is of 1,000 years, is equal to 50,000 years. This man will say to the man, let's go with me, and he will fast stretch him, he will engage him, business class him, first class him. And when he reaches to the threshold of Jannah, the man will ask him, who are you? Why did you fast track me? There are so many people standing in the queue. How did you fast track me? He says, don't you remember me? The man will say, no, I don't remember you. He will say, أَنَا السُّرُورُ الَّذِي أَدْخَلْتَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ I am that happiness that you put in the hearts of the mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me today to keep your heart happy. This is Jannah. Enter inside the Jannah. This is the reward. Small, small attitudes, small, small things that we do in this world are going to be accounted for. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, مَنْ قَضَى لِأَخِيهِ حَاجَةً قَضَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهَا مِئَةَ أَلْفْ حَاجَةً Allah says, the Prophet says, whoever fulfills a need of a needy brother, what happens to him? Allah fulfills 100,000 of his own hajah. أَحْدُهُنَّ الْجَنَّةِ One of that hajah, out of 100,000 hajah, is Jannah. And isn't that all that we are fighting for and we are living for in this world? Jannah. That is our final destination. However, Urafa say, that should not be your final destination. Allahu Akbar. Then what should our final destination be? They say, your final destination should be none other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even Jannah. Because if your final destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jannah has got no value in front of Allah himself. There is no value whatsoever. One of the things that we do is philosophize on all actions that we do. We philosophize. We find philosophy, philosophical, intellectual debates on whatever we do. What is scientific about this? And what is scientific about that? Take undiluted verses of the Holy Quran, read them and understand them. In our deen, there is something called tajassumul a'mal. And ulama are sitting there. They will vouch for it. Tajassumul a'mal means that any action that me and you we commit, it will turn into a physical form on the day of judgment. The salat that we pray, we will be able to hold it on the day of judgment, touch it on the day of judgment, whether it is in a human form or no. I don't want to debate on this philosophical debate. But it is going to have a physical form, the salat that we do. Every action will have a physical form. Someone came to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi and said to him, Ya Imam Ibn Rasulullah, you every day tell us about Hurul Ain, Jannah and Hurul Ain, Jannah and Hurul Ain. Where are these Hurul Ain? Who are these Hurul Ain? What is their nationality? Are they white? Are they black? Are they pink? Are they fat? Are they thin? Do they got diet? Do they go to the gym? What is the situation? What is this? Imam didn't say anything to him but one word. He said, Alayka bis-salat. Oh man, it is for you to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salah. Because he says, Imam says, the more beautiful your salah, the more beautiful your hurul ain. The more ugly your salah, the more ugly your hurul ain. And Allah ya'lam, ghaibat samawati wal arud. He knows what is good and what is bad. He knows what hur I and you will get. But inshaAllah ta'ala, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we, our final destination be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. Alayka bis salat, he says, oh man, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, on the day of judgment, or they say, ulama say that when we are put in our graves, suddenly when we are given hisab and kitab, and then we will see scorpions and snakes around. We will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, what are these snakes? What are these scorpions? I am surrounded by these poisonous scorpions and snakes. Where did they come from? These are the deeds of the actions that you have committed, oh man, will come the answer. For every lie, a scorpion is born. For every ghibah, a snake is born. For every zina, something else is born. A scorpion, a snake, millions of them will be there. When we will say, what is this? A sound will say, these are your deeds, O man. These are your deeds. And if that is not enough, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, and these are practical things that me and you do in this world. مَنْ كَانَ مِنْ شَأْنِهِ السَّبُّ وَالشَّتْمِ يَبْعَثُ اللَّهُ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ تِنِّينًا تَلْكَعَهُ فِي لِسَانِهِ حَتَّى تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ الله أكبر. A person who has got the habit of abusing people, hurting people, what is he going to be like? The Prophet says, I'm not saying this. The Prophet says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send inside his grave a poisonous snake which will suck and lick his tongue to the day of judgment. When you were in this world, you hurt people, you abused people, you told them wrong things, you hurt their feelings. And we don't do that. We show with pride and greed that we are the only ones in this world. This world belongs to us. We hurt people. The feelings of the people. This is what's going to happen according to the Holy Prophet. And as far as those who are concerned, who eat haram food, big parties, lobsters, crab, wine, this, that, Quran says, I am not saying it. Surah Al-Baqarah 174. وَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ إِلَّا النَّارِ. These are taking form, physical form. Allah says, and those people, they are not eating anything in their stomachs except fire. They are eating fire. وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even speak to them on the day of judgment. No. And another surah, Surah Dukhan 43, which we recite again every Ramadan 23rd. إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُّومِ طعام للأثيم. The tree of the zaqqum is the food for the sinners. Is food for the sinners. Mufassirin say, zaqqum is a bitter fruit. It's a very, very bitter fruit, which when digested, it will turn into oil, which will start boiling. That digestion will happen in the stomach, right? That oil will start boiling in the stomach. So someone says, is this your made-up story? I said, no. Allah says, إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُّومِ طَعَامٌ لِلْأَثِيمِ كَالْمَهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ. Just like oil, it will boil in the stomach. كَغَدْيِ الْحَمِيمِ. As if water is boiling. When we see water boiling, how does it shake? How does it boil? This is exactly how the oil is going to boil inside the stomachs of those people who eat haram. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam once went to Mi'raj. And Mawlana Sahab recited this a few nights ago. He recited and he said, and this is what it is in all the books. The Prophet went to Mi'raj. Over there, he saw that the angels were building houses. You see, they are all tajassum, physical form. Our actions take physical form in the day, on the day of judgment. They were building houses, beautiful mansions. No mansion can be matching that mansion of Jannah. No mention whatsoever. Whether it is 50 million, whether it is 100 million dollars, doesn't make a difference. It's going to stay here behind only. I'll tell you one thing. When we die, if our bodies are kept in this 100 million dollar mansion, even the wife and the son and the child is going to say, get rid of this guy. He is stinking. We don't have no refrigerator. Take him away. The Prophet says, I see the angels building a house, mansion, car park, this and that and that. Suddenly they stop. So we ask Jibreel to ask them, why do they stop? Jibreel asked them, why do you stop? There is no break for you. They said, there is no raw material. So how do you get raw material? The angel said, whenever a mu'min recites, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, we get some raw material. The more zikr that I and you do, the more raw material we keep on sending. On the same night, he met Ibrahim. Ibrahim told the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, look at the land of Jannah. Fertile. You can grow as many gardens as you wish. Tell your ummah to grow gardens. The Prophet says, and how should I tell them? What should I say? He says, tell them to recite and to read every time, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. The more they recite this, the more gardens they will be having in Jannah. The more they recite this. Now when the Prophet came down, and when he was talking to his Sahabas about all these things, the second Khalif said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, in that case, we have a lot of gardens. We have a lot of gardens in heaven. The Prophet said, indeed, provided you don't send fire to this garden to burn it. Now, I would add here, the Prophet didn't say this, but I would add here, that if you have jealousy for Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, you are asking for Jannah. What Jannah will you get if you have bughd and hasad for Amirul Mu'mineen, if you have usurped the khilafat of Amirul Mu'mineen? What will you get in Jannah? What garden will you get in Jannah? But then at the same time, we get this in Surah Haqqah, number 18. Allahu Akbar. Remember I said to you that every angel is going to die as well that day. Nobody is going to remain. But then this surah says, وَالْمَلَكُ عَلَىٰ أَرْجَائِهَا. The angels will be sent to the outskirts of this universe and they will go and die there. وَيَحْمَلُ عَرْشُ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. Only 8 individuals will be carrying the orders of Allah during that time. Only 8. Mufassirin say there will be 8 angels. But you know where we take our tafsir from? From the Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim ajma'in. Our interpretation comes from the Imam, salamullahi alayhi, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam says, those 4 that will be carrying, those 8 that will be carrying the throne of Allah, or the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be arba'atum min al-awwaleen, wa arba'atum min al-akhirin. 4 of them will be from the old age. This is my translation. And 4 of them will be from the new age. As far as those who are from the old age are concerned, they are none other than Nuh, Musa, Ibrahim and Isa. As far as the new generation is concerned, who are they? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wa salam. And Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wa salam. These guys, these people will be given the power of running the order of the day. These people. And we are the proud followers of these people. We weep in their weeping. We be happy in their happiness. Today we remember a child of Hussein. But before even we remember that, there is something which caught my attention. You know, there is a stage that one can just fall down and think about this. How did it happen? You can't even comprehend. Ask the fishermen. When they take the fish out of the sea, the fish jumps up and down. It fights. It wants to go back to the sea. You keep it out for a little while, there is taqallub. It turns from this side to that side. From this side to that side. After a little while, it doesn't have any strength. What it does is opens its mouth and closes it. Opens its mouth and closes it. A similar situation happened in Karbala. When we look at Ali Asghar, from the 7th of Muharram, water was closed in the Khaymah. There was no water from the 7th of Muharram. We find that he is fighting with his legs and hands. There is no water, my child. There is no water. On the 9th of Muharram, Sakina goes inside and she says, I have seen my brother having a state of taqallub. He is moving from one side to the other side.
from one side to the other side. On the day of Ashura, he had no strength left. All he could do was put his lips outside his tongue. That's it. When Imam Hussein went to the battlefield, he said and he shouted and he called upon all of us, Hal bin Nasirin Yansurana? Is there anybody there, come and help us? No answer. Again he gave this shout. Suddenly Mu'arrikheen say that he heard ladies crying inside the tent. He returned back to the tent. O Rabab, O Zainab, why are you crying? What's wrong? They say when Ali Asghar heard your sound, he dropped himself from the cradle. He fell down. Some say he moaned and he groaned and he shouted and he screamed. Hussein heard the sound and came inside the khaymah. He picked Ali Asghar up. O Rabab, this is Ali Asghar. We don't have water. Rabab says, Mawla, try and get some water for him. Zainab says, my brother, try and get some water for him, for he has not had water in 3 days. Hussein ibn Ali takes the flower to the battlefield. He covers it. He covers Ali Asghar, goes to the battlefield and says to the people there, this is my child. He is a 6-month-old child. If you think that I am going to drink water after you give it to me, I put him on the ground of Karbala. The heated ground of Karbala, I'm putting him down, you come and give water to him. The people over there are hearing this, some of them are feeling sorry but they cannot do anything. Umar ibn Sa'ad says to Harmala, Iqta' kalam al-Husayn. Such a grave sin Harmala has done, Urubula has done, that whenever people used to be arrested after Imam Zainul Abidin and Mukhtar used to arrest them, always Imam used to ask, did you arrest Harmala? Did you arrest this brutal beast? When you arrest him, come and tell me. Umar ibn Sa'ad tells him, Iqta' kalam al-Husayn. Shut this kalam of Hussein down. Hurmullah puts a sword on the arrow. The arrow he puts. He wants to shoot Ali Asghar with the arrow. The Mu'arrikheen say it was a 3-headed arrow. This arrow was supposed to be used for a cable. He used it for Ali Asghar. He came, he shot one arrow. As Hussein was picking Ali Asghar up, the arrow missed. Umar ibn Sa'ad told Hurmullah, Hurmullah, you are one of the best on this. He says, you can't see what I can see. When I stand up to shoot, I see the door of Khaymah opening, I see some lady coming out and going in. I feel that it must be his mother, waiting for Ali Asghar to be punched. Umar ibn Sa'ad says, shoot another arrow. He shoots another arrow. The Mu'arrikheen say that the arrow went inside the throat of Ali Asghar from one ear to the next ear and came and shot Imam Hussein on the shoulder. Imam Hussein is looking at the child. It shook and trembled in the arms of Imam Hussein. Ya waladi, amithluka yunhar. Oh my child, do they slaughter children like you also? He takes the blood of Ali Asghar, he wants to throw to the sky. He puts it in his face and says, Hakada alqa jaddi rasulillah. This is the way I shall meet my grandfather on the day of judgment. He takes the body back to the khaybah. And this is a practice you will do tomorrow. He goes some step ahead, he comes a little back. He goes in front again, he comes a little back. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ridan bi qada'ihi wa tasliman li amrihi. I would ask Mawla, why are you doing this? Maybe we can get an answer by him saying, how shall I take the child to the mother? How shall I take the child to the mother? Ali Asghar is taken back to the khaybah. Sakina rushes to the father and says, oh my father, have you given water to Ali Asghar? Imam Hussein opens his abba and they all see Ali Asghar is no more. Rabab shouts and screams and says, oh my son, this is what they have done to you. Imam Hussein says, Zainab, give sabr to Rabab. He comes out of the tent, he digs the grave with his own sword. Ask the sky, where have they seen a father digging a grave with the soul of a child? He buries the child inside and says, Ya Allah, if I had anything more than this, I would have given it in your way.
ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. محمد وآل محمد صلوات.
گودی سے میرے لال کو لے کر نہ جائیے, گودی سے میرے لال کو لے کر نہ جائیے, بانو پکاری داغ یہ دے کر نہ جائیے, بانو پکاری داغ یہ دے کر نہ جائیے, قاسم گئے عباس دلاور چلے گئے, اونو محمد اور علی اکبر چلے گئے, واپس نہ آیا لوٹ کے میدان جو گیا, ہرگز ترس نہ کھائیں گے اصغر پہ اشکیا, یہ آخری سہارا ہے اس کو تو چھوڑیے, یہ آخری سہارا ہے اس کو تو چھوڑیے, یا شاہ مجھ غریب کو تنہا نہ چھوڑیے, یا شاہ مجھ غریب کو تنہا نہ چھوڑیے, فرمایا تب حسین نے ہم جائیں گے ضرور, سمجھانا انہیں فرض ہے سمجھائیں گے ضرور, آئے حسین فوج ستم گھر کے سامنے, کی گفتگو عزیز کے لشکر کے سامنے, مغرور ہوئے تم کو خدا یاد نہیں ہے, مغرور ہوئے تم کو خدا یاد نہیں ہے, کیا گھر میں تمہارے کوئی اولاد نہیں ہے, کیا گھر میں تمہارے کوئی اولاد نہیں ہے, دو دن سے مجھ پہ بند ہے دریا کے راستے, بچہ میرا ترستا ہے پانی کے واسطے, گر دشمنی ہے مجھ سے تو مجھ کو نہ آب دو, بچے نے کیا قصور کیا ہے جواب دو, سید ہے بے گناہ ہے مسافر ہے ظالمو, سید ہے بے گناہ ہے مسافر ہے ظالمو, یہ قبر مصطفیٰ کا مجاور ہے ظالمو, یہ قبر مصطفیٰ کا مجاور ہے ظالمو, ہٹ جاؤں گا میں پاس تے بچے کے آؤ تم, آ کر اس اپنے ہاتھ سے پانی پلاؤ تم. یہ کہہ کے اپنے دل کو سنبھالا حسین نے, اصغر کو فرشِ خاک پہ ڈالا حسین نے. تقریر نے حسین کی اتنا کیا سر, تقریر نے حسین کی اتنا کیا سر, اولاد والے رو دیے منہ پھیر پھیر کر, اولاد والے رو دیے منہ پھیر پھیر کر. یہ گفتگو حسین کی وہ کام کر گئی, ہلچل سی ایک فوج یزیدی چل گئی. دیکھا جو ابن سعد نے لشکر کا ماجرا, چلا کے اپنے فوج سے غصے میں یوں کہا, تم آج ترس آلے پیغمبر پہ کھاؤ گے, تم آج ترس آلے پیغمبر پہ کھاؤ گے, دربار میں یزید کے کچھ بھی نہ پاؤ گے, دربار میں یزید کے کچھ بھی نہ پاؤ گے. ایک بے وفا سے اس نے اشارے میں کچھ کہا, پا کر اشارہ فوج سے ایک بے حیا بڑا, بانی ظلم جور و ستم ہرملا بڑا, بچے کو تیرے غم کا نشانہ بنا لیا, چیخی پلک کے تیر چلانا سنبھال کے, چیخی پلک کے تیر چلانا سنبھال کر, معصوم کا گلا ہے ذرا دیکھ بھال کر, معصوم کا گلا ہے ذرا دیکھ بھال کر. ترتی در کمال ادھر تیر چل گیا, خیمے میں مامتا کا کلیجا ٹہل گیا, افسوس رہا نہ دل پہ قابو حسین کا, اصغر کا گلا چھٹ گیا بازو حسین کا. کھینچا جو ادھر تیر ادھر نبض چھٹ گئی, کھینچا جو ادھر تیر ادھر نبض چھٹ گئی, شبیر کی یہ آخری امید لٹ گئی, شبیر کی یہ آخری امید لٹ گئی, شبیر کی ہے آخری امید رک گئی.
محمد والے محمد صلی اللہ علیہ
بل محمد والے محمد صلی اللہ.
کب سے سنا پڑا ہے یہ جھولا تیرا, آو جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا, آو جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا. کس کو معلوم تھا صبح کو کیا ہوئے گا, چاند جیسا بھی چہرہ یہ ہوگا جدا, ہو گئی رات سونے کا وقت ہو گیا, آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا لاشیں ہر سو ہے مقتل میں بکھرے ہوئے چونک جاؤ گے اگر تم خوف سے کہہ دینا مجھ کو آواز دو دل ربا آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا جل گیا تیرا جھولا تو غم کیوں کیا ہو گئے اتنی سی بات پر تم خفا لوریاں دوں گی گودی میں لے کر صدا آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا پس تیرے پاس اکبر کہ وہ دور ہے دے سکے گا سہارا کہ مجبور ہے ڈر لگے تو بلا لے نہ اس کو ذرا آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا یا تمہارے پدر بھی تیرے پاس ہے قاسم و نام محمد ہے آپاس ہے کس کی گودی میں وہ کچھ ملے تو بتا آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا کچھ جلا جھولا لپٹ کے تیری بہن پیٹ کر سر کو کہتی یوں پرمہن رو رہا ہوگا کونے کو بھیا میرا آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا خون سے ہو کے تر تیرا پیرہن آؤ بدلوں وہ کپڑے اے گل بدن سنتی ہوں چھد گیا تیرا ننا گلا آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا کب سے سنا پڑا ہے یہ جھولا تیرا آؤ جھولا جھولاؤں تمہیں محل کا صلی اللہ علیہ نبی
لوٹی کن فضاؤں میں آلِ پیمبر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے ہوا کیسے خالی علی کا بھرا گھر ہوا کیسے خالی علی کا بھرا گھر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے, لگی دل پہ پرچھی جگر منہ کو آیا صدائی ماتل سے بابا کہاں ہو چلے کس کلا شاہ اٹھانے کو سرور نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے, وہ خوقار سہرا وہ وحشی ہوائے وہ سنسان جنگل وہ ماں کی صدائیں کہاں سو گئے جا کے جھولے سے اصغر کہاں سو گئے جا کے جھولے سے اصغر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے, بڑا شمر قنجر لیے کس کی جانب پکارا تھا مختل سے کس نے علی کو نظر آیا سر کس کا نوکے سینہ پر نظر آیا سر کس کا نوکے سینہ پر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے, کہوں میں لیلا کا میں حال کیسے بیاں کیا ہو کلثوم مکی بے بسی کا اتاری گئی کیسے زینب کی چادر اتاری گئی کیسے زینب کی چادر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے, وقارہ کی دل سے اب میں بتاؤں جو گزری ہے زینب کے قلب عظیم پر وہ بازار در بارے کوفے کا منظر وہ بازار در بارے کوفے کا منظر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے, ہوا کیسے خالی علی کا بھرا گھر نہ میں کہہ سکوں گا نہ تم سن سکو گے.